If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. That's 800-434-5019.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds, through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at Hims.com/joy, and from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy for your free online visit. Hims.com/joy.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
I would love to go on vacation, but I don't want to leave our Charlie behind.
I agree. I heard that the magazine Fido Friendly lists places where you can stay with your pet. They also offer reviews so you have an idea about pet policy to include any restrictions, fees, and what pet amenities to expect.
That's, dare I say, possum. What are we waiting for?
I'm way ahead of you. I just logged on to FidoFriendly.com and found a 4-star resort, Hilton Santa Fe Resort and Spa at Buffalo Thunder in New Mexico.
Charlie agrees. When do we leave?
As soon as you can pack your bags. It's off to adventure with Charlie, thanks to Fido Friendly Magazine. To find your next family adventure that includes your furry family friend, log on to FidoFriendly.com.
This is an Animal Radio News Update.
I'm Stacey Cohen for Animal Radio. Well, police in Canada have raised the bar when it comes to unusual backseat passengers. The CBC says a Royal Canadian Mounted Police officer picked up a week-old baby moose right along the side of the Trans-Canada Highway near Appleton, Newfoundland. Bonnie Harris of the Gander Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals explained that the little moose was crying out for her mom, but there was no sign of her. So, like most people, the orphan animal wasn't eager to get in the back of a police cruiser. I certainly wouldn't be, but she calmed down when she got to the SPCA and gulped down a gallon of milk. Harris says the moose probably wouldn't have survived in the wild on her own, but things are looking up now. Police say a routine traffic stop became anything but for one rookie cop in Texas. He was bitten by a monkey while handing out a ticket. 21-year-old Officer Keith Moore, he wears a camera that's clipped to his sunglasses, and he captured the whole thing in Arkansas Pass on video. When he leaned over to hand the driver the ticket, the monkey jumped out and clamped down on the officer's hand. Turns out the monkey's a trained entertainer who travels with the car's drivers to carnivals. Why didn't he just rip up that ticket? That's what I would have done. Man's best friend now has a place to go if they need a couple of days away from their two-legged companions. There's something called the New Paw Seasons. It's a canine holiday resort in England. It offers dogs a luxurious vacation, comes complete with spa and grooming sessions. They actually get fancy clothes as well, and screenings of dog-friendly films like Lassie and 101 Dalmatians. The pampered dogs even get a private custom-made suite modeled after their owner's home. The actual owners, however, aren't allowed to stay at the resort. Instead, the Paw Season staff keeps them up to speed with Facebook and YouTube updates. Oh, come on. The two-week package costs, ready for this? You're not going to believe this when I tell you how much it costs. It costs more than $72,000, but that includes a $13,000 donation to Battersea Dogs Home and Cancer Research. Okay, well, we'll be right over with that one. The number of chimps in the U.S. government-funded research is going to be reduced under a new set of principles and criteria, according to the National Institute of Health. Francis Collins, who's the director, cited some new methods and technologies that are going to replace chimps. You know, they've used them in experiments for years, but they say ethical considerations are one reason they've decided not to do this anymore. Chimps are used, they use about 850 chimps in U.S. laboratories. They're going to reduce that to about 150. Good news for chimps. I'm Stacey Cohen. Get more animal breaking news at animalradio.com.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update. Get more at animalradio.com.
I'm Beth Stern on Animal Radio, and adopt from your local shelter.
Check out Animal Radio highlights, all the good stuff without the blah, blah, blah. Browse on over to animalradio.pet.
It's Animal Radio. Many of you lost your internet connection, some cell service last week. Officials have finally identified the culprit behind the 20-hour internet and cell phone outage last week in the central part of our country.
What was it?
It was an eager beaver.
Eager beaver?
That's what it says right here. An eager beaver, apparently. Hungry beaver chewed through the fiber lines that connected the internet and cell phone service. Over 1,800 internet users were affected by the blackout. They don't know the number of cell phone users that were.
You think somebody would have made sure it wasn't in a beaver's habitat?
Yeah, really.
That's right.
Well, they're built.
Beaver-proof.
Aren't they laying them underground now? Doesn't that open it up to more animals burrowing and getting to them?
I was in the Beaver Scouts as a youngster, and we would have known that. Of course, you remember the Beaver Scouts.
Yeah. Did you damage any lines?
No,
I didn't.
You didn't.
We
I
had
wasn't
that.
A Beaver Scout.
You weren't a Beaver Scout.
Was it only me that was a Beaver Scout?
Actually, I've never heard of it.
That's not for like a man.
I've never heard of it. I thought you were trying to give yourself some fancy name that really you. Never had any membership.
No. There was. We used to do this. You know, I'm a beaver. You're a beaver. We are beavers all. When we get together, we give our beaver call.
I would love to see that.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Okay. Oh my gosh. Okay, let's recover here. We're doing
and
a radio
then you flap
show,
your tail.
Please. Yeah.
See, I'm trying to do the segue into the big. Our dogs damaged and destroyed our electronic equipment. Interview here on Animal Radio. So let's stay focused.
Okay. Focus.
Please.
Focus, please.
We have Sandy Robbins joining us. She is a pet specialist for Square Trade Insurance. And this week I got a pet release from them saying that there's been over 3 billion in damaged devices. I don't know if this is over a year, over several years, but I figured I'd get her on the phone. Let's talk about this. Hey, Sandy, how you doing?
Hey, Al, I'm well. How are you doing?
Oh, splendid. Thank you very much.
Good.
So 3 billion, is that over 1 year, 2 years, three? How long did it take for these dogs and our animals to really destroy all these devices?
Well, they claim that's in a year from what I
wow.
gather. But, you know, you think about it. You know, back in the day, the excuse was for students and businessmen alike, you know, my dog ate my homework or my dog ate my report. Now it's a case of, you know, my dog ate my laptop or peed on my iPad. And I guess there were so many of these stories reaching Square Trade, who are a warranty company, that they started treating it seriously and saying, is this really what is happening out there?
They're doing research. They've done a... Look at this research here, ladies and gentlemen.
Know,
it's amazing. Pages and pages. Like, two-thirds of the accidents are caused by the pet putting the item in their mouth. Well, that's a gimme. Ladybug's a chewer. If we left the phone out, she might chew the phone.
Yeah, no. Well, no. Not my dog.
Of course, not your dog.
Not your dog till your dog does it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Here's the statistic that stood out in this report. About 1 in 6 cat or dog owners say one of their pets has thrown up or gone to the bathroom on one of their electronics.
Oh.
I'm going to do a poll right here in the studio. Dr. Debbie has...
Never experienced this. But I am a very strict mom, so I cannot believe. Now, these just have to be people that are letting their dogs run amok. Am I wrong?
Well, you know, I'm thinking something has happened to me with a cat. In fact, my husband sometimes likes to work on the kitchen counter, and he puts out all his papers and stuff. The cat jumps on and is looking for attention and walks all over the papers and sits on them, as cats do. And on one occasion, he left the phone lying on the counter, and she threw up a hairball, and she aimed directly at the phone.
See, I think they do. You know, well, I haven't had any electronic devices damaged. If I leave my shoes on the floor, the cat vomits the hairball in the
shoes. That doesn't count. Unless it's one of those smartphones.
Yeah, no, it's not a smart
that's
shoe.
That's not an electronic device then.
You know, my problem is the bird. My bird will get a hold of the phone. Absolutely. The phones and remotes. Loves them, destroys them.
I'm looking at the statistics. It says male pets are 50% more likely than female pets to damage your devices. Now, this kind of seems like a weird statistic to me, 50%.
Kind of prejudiced, aren't you? I mean, can you really say that?
I'm not sure whether that's true. I mean, you know, are male dogs or male cats more destructive? I don't really think so. I think pets are sometimes, they're like kids if you think about it. They're destructive because they're bored and they're looking for something to do.
Exactly.
That's the bottom line. It really is the bottom line. If you think about it, you know, if you go to work in the morning and your pet, cat or dog, is home alone for 8 hours straight, they're bored. So they're going to either chew the furniture, or if you happen to leave the laptop lying out, they may consider having a go at the laptop or the, you know, iPad or whatever it is.
Well, it does say there 17% of pet owners believe that their pet damaged the device because their pet was angry with them.
You know, that's one I don't believe. I don't believe that pets demonstrate anger like that. And that's a question for a pet behaviorist and probably another topic for you. But I actually think it's definitely a boredom issue. Definitely.
Boredom. We should get them out and get them
exercise. Get them
exercise.
Do you know what the most expensive item that was damaged?
Laptops.
Laptops. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I have a friend who has a cat that removed the number 4 key on her laptop, so she could do everything, but she couldn't type a dollar sign or a number 4.
Now, Dr. Debbie said that this may be bad behavior at its epitome, I would guess. And then, of course, the survey found that if you let your pet sleep in bed with you or ride in your lap while driving, you're 2 to 3 times more likely to have a pet-related accident.
Well, there you go. Goes back to the owner.
It does. And well, we don't get me on the topic of pets and cars. They have to be restrained. You know, we restrain our children, we restrain our luggage, but we let our pets bounce about. Mm-hmm. And, you know, statistics out there say that a 60-pound dog in a vehicle traveling 35 miles per hour, which is not fast, turns into a 2,700-pound projectile. So that's an accident waiting to happen.
I'm taking my electronics. I'm putting them on high shelves.
The cats can still get them. You need to lock them up.
Yeah, what do you
do
about that? Any suggestions?
Yeah, I think you do have to lock them up. I wouldn't leave them lying on a counter. I wouldn't leave a phone. It's just a matter, I think, of being cautious. I mean, sometimes the accidents are accidental, but sometimes, you know, they're lying there and they're bored and they think, oh, well, you know, chew toy.
Well, just think, if your pet does damage your item, then you get to hang one of those sign of shames and take a picture and put it all over.
Oh, on dogshaming.com. Yes. Have you seen this website?
Not fair. There should be an owner shaming one, too, don't you think?
Sandy, we appreciate your time.
Thank you. It's been fun.
Tell us what your pet has damaged. And if they vomited on your phone or cell phone, let me know. I'd like to know about that, too, because that's the kind of people we are here at Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. If you missed any part of today's show, visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
Hey, this is Paula Poundfoot. Wait, I forget where I am.
Animal Radio.
Animal Radio. I love that. Oh, hey, this is Paula Poundfoot on Animal Radio. Spay and neuter your pets, or we're going to be eaten alive!
Is diabetes keeping you from enjoying life's special moments? At US Med, we understand the challenges you face, and we're here to help.
With US Med, I can finally manage my diabetes without it managing me.
US Med offers a wide range of services to simplify your diabetes care. Personalized care plans, convenient access to cutting-edge diabetes tech, and knowledgeable support. Plus, we'll check your insurance so your diabetes care may be covered at little or no cost to you.
With US Med, I feel confident and control of my diabetes. I can finally live my life to the fullest.
Don't let diabetes hold you back. Choose US Med and experience better birthdays, better adventures, better anniversaries, and better everything. Call now. US Med. Better service. Better care. 800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. That's 800-434-5019.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED because millions of men experience it. But not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds, through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at Hims.com/joy. And from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy for your free online visit. Hims.com/joy.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.